That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Listen.
Yes, I wish I knew exactly what day that feller from the chemical company is going to show up.
Well, what do you keep worrying about it for, Lum?
Well, I don't believe I can stand to wear this dad blame necktie 2 or 3 days in a row. Choke myself to death.
Well, why do you have to wear the necktie?
Because I want to make a good impression on him, natural.
Oh.
Don't want him to think he's dealing with no little old two-bit businessman.
No, no. Let him find that out for himself.
Yeah, what'd that letter say? He was going to show up in a day or two?
Yeah, something like that. You've got the letter. I ain't got it.
Yeah, I think that's what it said. Our representative will be in your city within the next 2 days. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I wonder if that means within 2 days from when the letter was wrote or from when we got it.
Well, I don't know just how that does work.
If it's when the letter was wrote, then the fellow order got here yesterday or today. And he weren't here yesterday, so...
No, I don't believe he could make it by yesterday. Leastways, not now.
No. So that means he'll have to get here today.
Yeah.
I hope he does, so that I can get this tie off and get my Adam's apple back down where it's more comfort.
Yeah. I noticed it's sort of hanging about half-mast there on your neck.
Yeah. I tried putting a collar and tie up above it, but I couldn't hardly swallow that away. Made sort of cider out of my Adam's apple.
Oh, Lum, you oughtn't to say such things, even in a josh. It's a problem, I know that. Why don't you just untie your tie till he gets here, Lum?
No. I don't want him to catch me off my guard.
Well, now, doggies, Lum, you better. You're red in the face there. You could be. Look like a young'un's been eating pokeberries. Lum, you think he'll actually buy that Hempstead formally?
Well, the letter said the company was interested in it. And if they're sending a man clean over here from Little Rock, they must be pretty serious about it.
Yeah.
And when a big company like that's serious, they're general willing to pay out pretty good money for something.
Well, I hope so. Because there's one thing in this, Lum, that we've got to be careful about.
What one thing?
Well, we've got to keep it from him about finding out that the boll weevil season is over. Ain't a one left in Polk County.
Oh, well, that don't matter with a big company like that.
It don't, huh?
Of course not.
Well, what do they do, raise their own boll weevil?
No, silly.
Well, what good is our boll weevil spray going to do them then?
Well, see, they'll sell it to cotton farmers all over the country, not just here in Polk County.
Oh?
That boll weevil spray will kill any kind of boll weevil, not just Polk County ones.
Ah?
Besides that, they've got a whole lot of other chemical products they handle. They don't have to depend on the boll weevil spray alone.
Oh, well, we better let them have it then. That's a good outfit. Yeah.
Good morning.
Oh, well, morning, Ben.
Yeah, how are you today, Constable?
Yes. I hear you're going to sell your boll weevil company.
Where'd you hear that, Ben?
Fine. What kind of a price are you getting for it?
Well, we don't know yet. See, they're sending a feller out here to talk to us about it.
You ought to get a pretty good price for that. You ought to try for a royalty, too.
Royalty?
Yes.
Oh, well, now, we won't go in for that no matter how rich we get off of this. We're just going to keep right on having the same old friends that we've always had.
Well, Abner, he never meant kings and all that.
Oh, I know that, Lum. About the best we could ever expect to be is counts and countesses and dukes and dukesses.
Well, what Ben means by royalties is taking a little profit off in each gallon of formula they sell.
Well, now, we don't want nobody else taking a cut out of this, Lum. I don't care how high up in the castle they are. Let them have their own boll weevil spray.
You know, I got an idea for you fellas.
Well, if it ain't no better than that and about the royalties, I don't want to hear it, Ben. Just keep it to yourself.
I think you ought to get into the root beer game.
Root beer?
You're all set up for it. You've got the equipment. Now that you're getting out of the boll weevil game, that equipment's going to lie idle. You can't afford to do that.
Well, yeah, you're right, Ben, but actually, we ain't got so much equipment. About all we've got is that big tank back there, that cistern, where we mixed up the formula and a few jars and bottles.
Fine. That's all you need. Mix the root beer up in the cistern and bottle it, and you're in business.
Doggies rum, that does sound pretty good. Ain't no one thing I love better than root beer. That's my favorite.
Well, that's just the trouble, too. You'd more than likely get back there and drink up all the profit.
Yeah, I've got a turn for it, all right.
I saw you lemonade yourself a dozen times over there at the picnic.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
I love lemonade, too.
You know, I've got the finest root beer recipe you've ever seen. It was given to me years ago by the same man that bought your sauerkraut from.
Hugo Schultz?
Nice fella, Hugo.
No, I was hoping we'd never hear that name around here again.
Hugo gave me this recipe for my birthday 13 years ago. Huh. I've treasured it ever since. Here it is, Abner. But be sure you take very good care of it.
Oh, I will. Yes, sir.
Well, wait a minute, Abner.
Keep it in a good, safe place and don't let anybody get a hold of it. The only one who knows that recipe is Hugo himself and his friends. That's what he always gave for birthday presents.
Yeah, well, I'll put it in the cash drawer, Ben. It'll be safe there.
Well, Abner, I don't know whether that's going to work out or not, us going in the root beer game.
Now, I don't ask to be a partner in the business. All I want is just a little royalty. Say, 2 cents on the bottle.
Ben, why do you keep dragging them royalties into this fur? Have you got some relates that's in the king business summers?
I feel that you fellas should make the bulk of the profit because you'll be doing all the work. I won't be able to help out very much. I'm going to be tied up down at the jailhouse. Looks like it's going to be a busy season, too. Of course, I will put it on the menu for the prisoners.
That'll be nice, yeah. Bread and root beer. Be a nice change for them.
How soon do you think you can get into production, Lum?
No, I don't know, Ben. I doubt if we'll even go into it.
Right.
See, if we can make as good a deal as I think we can with that chemicals outfit, me and Abner might be able to retar ourselves.
You ought to think up a good catchy name for the root beer. Something the public can pick up and remember, like, oh, high standard root beer.
Granny's, wait a minute.
Oh, you like that name?
No, I just noticed some stranger coming up out there. Reckon that can be our man, Abner?
Well, it ain't nobody I ever saw before, I'll say that.
You can have that name if you want to use it, Lum. High standard root beer.
Well, howdy do, sir. Come right on in.
Well, thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm looking for Mr. Edwards.
Well, you're looking right at him.
Oh, fine, fine. I'm from the chemical company.
Grannies, I thought that's who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got your letter yesterday, or leastways the letter your company sent out to us.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, now, my name is Brewster. I understand you have a formula for a boll weevil spray.
Well, we think we have.
Killed every boll weevil in this county with it.
Yeah, did.
They're going into the root beer business now.
Oh, is that so?
High standard root beer. That's the name they picked up.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you undoubtedly understood from the letter that my company was interested in purchasing this formula, Mr. Edwards.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. Huh?
They got the recipe from Hugo Schultz.
For the boll weevil spray?
If I...
No, for the root beer.
Well, now, we're not interested in buying root beer.
You'll never taste any finer, Mr. Brewster. Hugo developed it from an old formula used by the Iroquois Indians.
He did.
Southern branch.
Well, now, gentlemen, I think there's some confusion here.
No, there ain't, Mr. Brewster. We've got this formula for boll weevil beer, and we're willing to... boll weevil spray... And we're willing to...
Well, now, you understand that there are certain things we'll have to do before we can make you an offer. For one thing, we'll have to submit your formula to a series of laboratory tests.
Oh, natural.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now, though, that it'll do the job.
Yes? Well, fine. Well, now, we'll still have to make the tests, of course. It's policy, you know. Now, I wonder if you have a copy of that formula handy.
Well, no, we ain't got no copies of it. We just got the one we go by. Didn't want to let nobody else get a hold of it, you see.
Oh, yes, 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 of course.
So I reckon that's the one we'll have to give you.
Well, now, that will be all right.
Well, good. Get it for him, Abner. You know where we keep it.
Yeah, I'll get it.
The chemist will get on this right away, and we should have a report for you in not more than 2 days.
Well, that'll be fine, Mr. Brewster.
Yeah, here you are, sir, right here. There's your formula.
Oh, fine, fine, fine. Well, I guess that's all we can do for now.
Yeah.
But you'll hear from me in a couple of days.
Well, thank you, sir.
Very glad to have met you, gentlemen.
Not at all. So long.
Pleased to meet you, too.
There it is. Good as sold right now. Once they test that formula, they'll fall all over themselves to buy it.
Yeah, now, let's not take the first offer they make us, you whole little horse trading.
Don't worry. I'll see to it that we get a good deal out of this. I've handled it right so far, ain't I?
Well, yeah, ain't no doubt. Oh, wait. Oh, hey, Well, howdy, Grandpa.
Telegram, telegram for Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, here, boy. I'll take it.
No, I'll take it. Who's it from, Grandpa?
I don't know. I left my reading specs at home today.
Looking what this can be.
How are you, Milford? You haven't delivered a telegram in quite a while now, have you?
No. Good to be back in the old harness again.
Did you hear about Lum going into the Root Beer game?
For goodness sakes, I don't get this.
What is it, Lum?
This telegram says, "We'll arrive tomorrow morning to discuss possibilities of purchasing formula for boll weevil spray." Signed, N.W. Langley, Morrison Chemical Company.
Huh?
If the man from the chemical company is arriving tomorrow morning, who was that fellow that just left here?
I don't know.
Granny, we'd give the formula to the wrong man, and that's the only copy we've got.
And right when the old fellows were on the verge of riches, too.